the need for the giver to give. It's as simple as that. The need for the giver to give. Many, many years ago, I had an acquaintance. I'm not going to say it was a friend. I'm not sure he ever had close friends. Had a friend, pastor of a very large Episcopal church, for whom money was no object. Money was no object. Whatever people wanted to fund, they could fund. And whatever ministry or outreach that they didn't want to fund, they could just forget about it. And believe me, it was forgotten. He had packaged every possible homily he could come up with to try to help them to understand stewardship. And finally, out of sheer frustration, he came up with a homily that he entitled, the same as I have this morning, The Need for the Giver to Give. Now, in a few moments, we'll talk about the DSF ministries, and we'll talk about where those resources go to help ministry. But first and foremost, I want to talk to you about your need to give. Jesus told us this morning in the gospel, a good person out of the store of goodness in his or her heart produces good. From the heart comes the good. Which reminds me very quickly of something Jesus said in Matthew 6, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So three simple points. First of all, our giving draws us closer to God. Now, how does that happen? Well, as I said a minute ago, the Bible says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Wherever we put our money, that is where our heart is. Now, if our money is in our investment portfolio, and that's the thing that we wake up every morning and go to the interweb to check about how we're doing at this point, that's where our heart is going to be also. If our money is in our house, that's where our heart is as well. If our money is in our career, then that's where our money goes. And that's where our heart remains. And now I'm going to talk to the men for just a second, because I happen to know men better than I do the interior life of a woman. If you have a reasonably expensive hobby, like a boat, like hunting, like a classic car, whatever it is that you're putting every spare dollar and hour that you can rustle up into that car, that motorcycle, that old Model T, new hunting equipment, a boat, whatever it is, there your heart is also. Money has a magnetic property. Where we put it, it tends to pull our hearts as well. When I give money to God, it's just like a magnet. It pulls me closer to Him. Number two, giving strengthens our faith. Faith is like a muscle. Yeah, now I'm talking to you about something I don't know a lot about. Okay, I understand. It's like going to the gym. By the way, did you hear the story? I renamed the restroom at my house Jim. Yeah. Yeah. I used to call it John, you know, as in, I'm going to go to the John. But now I get up in the morning and the first thing I do is go to the gym. Hey, I'm trying up here. Come on. Faith is like a muscle. Giving strengthens our faith. The more you exercise your faith, the stronger it becomes. Our giving proves the reality of our faith. Sometimes God uses our finances, to test our faith. We only have so much finances, money, to work with. And praying as to how we should use our money and how God is going to meet our needs, if we put Him first, strengthens our faith. I have to tell you, among Protestants, I have never known a Protestant who backed in to tithing. And by that I mean paid every possible bill they had for the month and then took the rest, which was 10%, and gave it to the God through His church. I've never seen that happen. I have on many occasions seen people go out in faith, give a tithe, a full 10%, and they realized by the end of the month they had a little bit left, and that is a little bit of money, not just a little bit a month. Giving truly is a test of our faith. God may be saying, do you think I can really meet all of your needs? Or do you think and feel that you need to take care of them on your own? I want you to hear that. God may be saying to you, I would really like to meet all of your needs. But until I can get you to turn loose of the notion that you're going to do it all by yourself, there's no room for me to work. Okay, and number three, giving blesses us in return. Time and again, God says in the Bible, if you give, I will give unto you. Whether it's in Malachi in the Old Testament or Luke in the New Testament. In Deuteronomy, God says, give generously and do so without a grudging heart. Then, because of this, the Lord, your God, will bless you in all of your work and in everything that you put your hand to. In the book of Proverbs, it says, there is one who scatters and yet increases all the more. And there is indeed one who withholds what is justly due God, and yet in results remains in want. The generous man will be prosperous, and he who waters will himself be watered. And I can give you another handful of other scriptures that back up this notion. Remember this. Whoever sows sparingly, reaps sparingly. And whoever sows generously, also reaps generously. Over and over, all through the Old Testament and the New Testament, we see that there are spiritual benefits in giving to God. Just like you and I, when we go out to try to look for a new job, are as concerned about the benefits as we are about the salary. Well, I'm here to tell you, there are no better benefits than giving to the kingdom of God. Now, you all have proved this over and over and over again. DSF, it's nothing new. Year after year after year, we have participated, and year after year after year, you have helped St. Cyril's make and, on occasion, exceed our diocesan goal. Last Advent, when I came up with that silly notion about drilling a well in India, and yes, it is still in process, you all stepped forward to make it happen. I can't go through all the DSF ministries. There's 60 of them. But there's three that are uniquely important to us this year. One of them is the ministry of deacons. Do you realize that you can't get married in or buried from this church without first talking to a deacon on the phone? For weddings, Deacon Eduardo. For funerals, not you. I mean, if you're in the box, you don't get to talk to him. But your family and friends have to talk to Deacon Arturo. So they sort of have the gates covered, coming into the church through marriage and going out of the church through a funeral. Our deacons have embraced those ministries and do a magnificent job. It's not just up here an hour a week on occasion to preach, to set the table, to read the gospel. No, that's just the visible ministry. Signs of the invisible ministry that they are up to all the time in this congregation. The second one is the ministry to Catholics of African descent. We have more than 15 congregations in this archdiocese where the majority are new immigrants from Africa. And whether they're worshiping in English or Igbo or a Nigerian dialect, whatever they worship in, our archdiocese is trying to help support them and nurture them and help them to know that, yes, Catholic does mean universal, and you left the Catholic Church behind, but it was here and ready for you when you came to this new country. And the third one is ministries to couples who have lost children through miscarriage, stillbirth. As I told you all last week in my homily, John and I were talking about this very ministry, and within a week I was dealing with two different young couples who were dealing with the tragedy of miscarriage and stillbirth. If we're going to say that we support the human person from the moment of conception to the moment of natural death, we need to have ministry to families who are going through that difficult time to help them to know that it is not anything they did, it's not a punishment from God, and that God and their church is walking with them. So, today is the day we sign our DSF cards. If you've already gotten yours at home and you've already returned yours through the mail, you may go to sleep now. I'll waken you in just a moment. But if you haven't, or if you've never participated before, there are cards, envelopes, at the end of each of the pews. There are pencils. We've done everything but give you a little pin to prick your finger for the drop of blood you need to give. That was a joke. Okay, right up here at the top, let us know Mr. and Mrs., Mr., Ms., Mrs., whatever you want to be called, your name, whether you're a junior or a senior, and your spouse's name. Your address, city, state, your zip code. Your phone number, and whether that's a home phone or a cell number. And your email address. Now, these are already pre-printed for us for St. Cyril of Alexandria. If you're visiting with us today from St. John Vianney or St. Cecilia or another congregation, but you want to go ahead and put your card in, just mark through that up there and put it on that line that you want it credited to your home parish. Then, on the second half, the bottom part, it says, in response to God's call, here is my or our gift total to DSF. For instance, we have suggested $365, a dollar a day. That's less than the cup of coffee that you get, whether you're cheap like me and go through McDonald's, or whether you are working the high price line at Starbucks. A buck. $365. Let's say you're used to a cup of coffee and a donut, and you're really willing to give them both up, give up the donut, and drink the coffee at the office, okay? Give up the donut, leave, and drink the coffee at the office. Then you could double that, and that'd be $730 for the year. Pretty simple. Tell us how you want to give it. You can enclose the check today. You can pay it a one-time gift eventually, monthly, quarterly, and then there's lots of information there if you'd like to do it through a credit card. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, Amex, and your card number and the expiration date. If you want to use direct deposit, or direct debit, then the name of your bank and the location and the routing number and the account number, and good Lord, I can't even remember my Social Security number. Okay, and then if you're going to use that form, give us your signature down here and a daytime telephone number. This is giving that will conclude on December the 31st of 2019. My friends, I hope that you will participate. And I hope that you will continue to think about what I have said this morning, that there are many, many ministries that DSF tries to meet, respond to, embrace, whatever word you want to use. But first and foremost, there is always the need for the giver to give. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.